In front of me, I have Nick Jewett, artist Nick Jewett. Good afternoon. Hello. Nick. We've just tipped over into afternoon.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Nice to have you here. Now, you're here to talk about several things, because you're very busy at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a busy time. It's about cooperation, communication, sharing. So currently, exhibition, King's College, that does have an art room, open to the public as and when people can get through that door. It does look scary, but it is a college that wants people to come. So there's an exhibition that I've helped to hang and coordinate on behalf of Dr. Richard Hickman. He was my tutor who taught me how to teach children art back in 2004.
Oh, so it's lovely for you to be involved at this level with his work. And it's about work that's been inspired by his work.
His paintings, which are a nice range of scale and size, they're very interesting. I like them a lot. I mean, I was looking at them yesterday for the first time. You have to see them, because some of them are quite dark and sort of a dark and mysterious, almost Van Gogh sky swirls, but they're black with like gold tinsel things. And then there's other images that it's very difficult to explain, but they're very much linked to poetry. So within the show, he's actually responding to poetry and poets.
To any particular poetry or poets?
There's a few of them. So you've got William Blake, but you've got also there's three other main ones that are part of the exhibition.
I'm sorry, I've sent you to your poems. Don't worry
I've got it here. So look, we've got Rowan Williams. How can I pronounce this? Rabindranath Tagore, Oscar Wilde, Leonard Cohen, William Blake. Those are just some of them.
Oh, right. So quite a wide range there. Yeah. So these are works by him in response to those poets.
That's right. And in a way, there's always has been a link with language, words, poetry, visual sources. So as a teaching children art, and what Dr. Richard Hickman's done, he's brought language to how you think about art and how you respond to it and how you inspire and elicit and facilitate other people to express art themselves through workshops or teaching. So I think that's one of the things that he brought to me as an artist who hadn't done the word bit, but now I understand it better.
And you've got other links with King's College, haven't you? You're doing some workshops there in connection with this.
Yeah, I've been hired by King's College as the artist's lead facilitator, and so I'm delivering some workshops for students and fellows. Now, they may not have any art experience whatsoever, but it doesn't matter, because I figure out a way that I can engage them in projects that I'm doing, which will some part way respond to the show, but otherwise it won't. It'll be linked to something called The Kite.
The Kite is this area of Cambridge.
Yep.
Now, define for me the geographical area of the Kite.
The Kite is very specific. It's East Road. There's a particular shape to it. Most of it's owned by Jesus College, actually. And we're having a group show in January based on the Kite, of local artists interpreting what that space was like before, after. Maybe it had a utopian quality about it, a bit like William Blake and Lambeth, a place of something special, so people have this in their memory that it was brilliant, and there's now the Grafton Centre, but it's all up to grabs what you think of it and what you make of it, and the changes today too. So we're kind of investigating that, and in my workshop for the first next Saturday for the college, I'm loosely basing shapes of canvas and paper and the idea of a trapdoor of a canvas that they learn to use oil paint by using masking tape and other things, and it drops into story narratives they might want to explore. They may know about the Kite, they may choose something else, but it's just it's a play.
It's a starting point, a kind of springboard. Because the Kite comes into a bit of Petersfield, is that right? It covers...
doesn't quite get there, because you've got Petersfield comes across the East Road, so you've got Anglo-Ruskin, good old Anglo-Ruskin, my dear trained place, School of Art.
So, but it's that sort of area around the Grafton Centre.
So it goes actually down to, you've got Eden Street, Back Streets, you've got to the park, and you've got the whole of the Grafton Centre area, and also slightly over to where the Co-op funeral place is. And so I've already got some ideas how I'm going, returning to my street paintings that I did before, and how I'm going to play with you and make you think about that space.
It's a very mixed space now, isn't it? Because you've got those old houses, as you say, on places like Eden Street, and then you've got the Grafton Centre right in the middle of it.
Like a massive wall, just bang, there it is.
Yeah.
But there's some other ideas. I've been doing research, and there's other artists involved. There's a photographer, two other artists as well, and the photographer, she's Karen Eng, she's doing interviews and photographs of people who remember the Kite, and that could be from my generation in the 80s to the wrecker who actually knocked them down, to some of the builders I meet at local pubs who tell me more stories and things. So everyone's got these narratives. So if you guys are out there and you've got narratives, in fact, we were thinking about this, January is for 2.5 months, Clare Hall. You know, if you've got stories about the Kite, come to Clare Hall and see that exhibition.
Yeah, yeah, and then contribute. And it was interesting you saying, you know, people might not consider themselves art. I mean, some people, myself included, would rule themselves out of an art workshop. It's just, I'm no good.
Well, that's an interesting one, that one. Yeah, because in this case, I had a show, already had an exhibition. I've been for the last 5 years doing boats on waters, linked to a historic story to do with 1600. And I had a show, very successful show, at King's College, which was in February, which many of you would have come to. It was like 800 people came. I had an invite card so you could get through that door, magic door, where they're very kind to you. They just have to like put people away if they're waiting.
It does look a bit fierce,
it
but
does,
yeah.
But they really do want you to come in. There, it's a good college. We've got all these links. The current exhibition with Richard Hickman, as I say, goes to a charity that's as a student from Clare Hall in 2008 actually set up and is an international charity for young people. It's called www.footageyouth.org. So all money goes to that. If you want to come see this exhibition, you can. The workshops I can't do because that's just for college members, but look out for me, I'll be doing more workshops.
So this exhibition, it's running through November, from the 2nd to the end of November.
Correct.
And it's at King's College. It's open to the public.
They are open to the public because you... And also, guys, don't forget, cam card. If you've got your cam card, you can get straight in without any difficulty at all. The only thing is, if you've got people waiting in queue who paid £9 to go to see the choral, they can't... They're kind of concerned about that. So if they're not doing that, you can just turn up and say, I'm here to see the exhibition. But they do like... If you want to... You know, they do like you to come take a look at that show. It's to your left, up the vestibule, top of the stairs. The porters can tell you.
And you, as an artist yourself, you were always very much inspired by geography and architecture. I know you, you know, you for a long time, yeah, you've painted buildings.
Well, you know very well.
I do. You've painted my house.
And
yeah.
I've painted your house.
I've painted it in the sense of doing a painting of it, yeah, not putting some emulsion on it. Yeah.
And also, I've listened to you while I'm painting.
Oh,
there you go.
Thank you.
And,
why that subject? What is it about buildings and architecture that inspires you?
Well, the shapes, the beautiful shapes you can abstract, and so you can play with them. You can also have fun with it because sometimes you miss out buildings. And in this particular exhibition for the kite, I'm going to play with you. I'm going to have you like up from above looking across the streets. They will fall into the Victorian or the earlier part, or even now the brand new development that DPA Architects and Once Architecture developed for Jesus College, got an award. Well, I think it's beautiful what they did in Eden Street, Back Street there. It's nicely done. So it's not all bad to have things built. So as an artist, as a painter, to have old and new colliding, or even some utopian light as if it was some sort of magical place of past, like you know, the Eden Chapel. You know, then I can paint this. So that's the fun of it. Although I say over the last couple of years I've been painting, well, historically, boats as if they're on the water in 1609, going up the Cam. Why is a boat, old boat on the Cam? You know, I've been playing with this history, the local topography, which is good, but also trying to get away from it as well. You know, try to just have a painting that's a painting. It doesn't matter that it's in Cambridge.
But Cambridge is quite inspiring. I mean, for people like yourself who are interested in light and water and buildings and shapes, it must be a good place to be.
It is, and Richard Hickman's work has a play on that too, because one, I know that two of the paintings are based on Parker's piece. He just noted that to me yesterday. Otherwise, I kind of guessed it. But you come and see.
I will. As I will try, I'll brave those porters at King's College. I'll say, no, I've got permission to come in. It's until the end of November. It's called Ekphrasis. What about your everyday work, Nick? What do you do? You know, you earn a living.
Mm-hmm.
I know you teach as well, mm-hmm, but you also earn a living as an artist. So how do you work? Are you working on commissions?
I was working on commissions. I stopped doing it because I did so many commissions that nobody saw my work because the client had the work and it was gone. I wanted to stop that, so I did. And for the last 5 years, research on a story of Robert Jewett, an ancestor of mine, who wrote the journal Robert Jewett, that was used for the Dutch to actually commandeer Manhattan.
It was, really?
It was the precedent. And also it was used by the British to found the Canadian trade routes, because unfortunately that distant relative of mine, Robert, was a mate and a scallywag. And he basically murdered Drift, Henry Hudson, his son, a few others, and left them to their ends.
To perish.
After a year of very poor living, starving, stuck in Canada.
What an interesting person to have in your heritage. Mine are all agricultural labourers, but you've got something to research there. So has that inspired you in a new way?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's fantastic. I've I love the work more than the streets. And the show in February I had was an amazing success. I made a lot of money for the first time in a long time.
And that is important for an artist, yeah, because it is tough financially trying to earn your living through art, I would imagine.
But amazing that people are so you know, driven to have that expensive large painting, or you know, and they're amazing. And it was like 3 years of work, but the venue, King's College again. I mean, how perfect to have this sort of boats and interiors of ships from without sort of engineered woodwork and gnarly stuff, and then hints of some narrative, a story by, for example, candles and bits and feathers, because Robert Jewett was known to make a very good stew when you're starving, because you would keep some candles on the side and have some feathers left over from the birds you've already eaten, and you would just fry them up and you'd eat them.
What, the feathers?
The feathers with the candles.
Right. Okay. I don't need to think about it. With my dry throat today.
That's how they managed on the boats in those days.
Well, thank you very much, Nick. If people want to find out about your work, where should they go? You've got your
website. They can still go to www.williamsart.co.uk, because that my main page there has all the work that I've done before. I haven't created a new page yet. And also, they can also visit if they Google me, with King's College. I'm also, there's a nice explanation of the exhibition that we had there.
And the details about the specific exhibition that's running from next month, from tomorrow till the end of November, it's kings.cam.ac.uk/.
That's right, where you'll see Dr. Richard Hickman. And if you go to previous exhibitions, you can see my stuff there too.
Good. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Nick. Nice to chat.
Thank you.